Furo by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pup Service, J&J Recovery by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity. Also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Welcome to West Plains High School. Tonight, it's Ozark Conference Basketball between the Zizzers and the Lebanon Yellow Jackets. Game three of three, and Lebanon's had the better of the first two. They just won the JV game by a final score of 55-42. Lebanon will come in at 12-6. The Zizzer varsity is 5-12, but have been playing very well here over the past few weeks. We'll have more as we come back in just a moment. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Zizzer's basketball action continues now on KDY.
We're about 10 minutes from tip-off here at West Plains High School. The first game tonight, or the last game tonight, again, the JV lost to Lebanon 55-42. Lebanon has really had a mixed season so far. They started the year off winning their first six games in a row. And then, since then, though, they've just been 6-6. Their last game, they lost to Herman by a final score of 55-48. Meanwhile, West Plains has won three of their last five. This last Saturday, they lost the consolation game at the Bolivar Tournament to Branson by a final of 76-72. In that game, it wasn't a total loss. West Plains fell way behind early. They're behind 27-11 after the first quarter, 1 point trail by 20, but fought back and got within 3 points a couple of times toward the end of the game, but Branson held on to get the win. There was a definite positive in that game, a couple of them actually. In the second half, West Plains turned the ball over a total of two times. And even better, they made a total of 17 threes in that ball game. The best shooting I've seen from a West Plains team in a long time. But they ended up losing that game 76-72. They're now 5-12 on the year. And playing at home, this will help. And we'll see if the Zizzers can put together a pretty good effort tonight and pick up an Ozark Conference win. We'll take a break here. Come back in 3 minutes on Hot Country KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
This is the first game of four this week that we have on the radio on KDY. Tomorrow night we'll be in Poplar Bluff as the Grizzlies will play the Three Rivers Raiders for the second time this season. That'll be a 7 o'clock start at Poplar Bluff, and then on Friday we'll be in Springfield. The Kickapoo Chiefs will be the Ozark Conference team the Zizzers will play. Then on Saturday we've got a makeup game midday, and that'll be between West Plains and Forsyth. That'll be played here, and it, at least tentatively, James Hurt will take care of that, and I'll have a Grizzly game at, I think it starts around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that will be up at Hillsboro between the Grizzlies and Jefferson College. And that'll wind down the week with a doubleheader on Saturday. We're going to have a pretty good crowd here for this contest tonight as folks continue to stream in. And you look up at the calendar, and here we are with February knocking on the door. And you know what that means. When you get to February, basketball season flies right on to the end. You get the districts, and before you know it, basketball is over. So there'll be a lot of games, and it'll be coming fast and furious here down the stretch. The Zizzers trying to pick up their sixth win tonight. They've played pretty well lately since the first of the year. They've been a different basketball team, but they'll have their hands full with this 12-6 Lebanon team coming up. So let's take a dive out here. Back in 3 minutes, the opening tip and the starters coming up on KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
All right, let's get to the starting lineup for both teams. We'll start with the Lebanon Yellow Jackets. They're Starting five, they're 12-6, and they're coached by Ryan Toombs. Starting five will be Wyatt Carr, a 6'5 senior. Mason Huber, a 6-foot sophomore. Noah Boggs, a junior, 5'11. Also, Caleb Ray, a 6-foot senior. And Cooper Berry, a 6'2 senior. Starting five for West Plains will be Ethan Puma, 5'11 junior guard. Jared Kraft, a 6'2 sophomore. Josiah Long, a 6'3 sophomore. Clayton Robbins, a 6'5 junior. And in the post, the senior, Briggs Houston at 6'6. West Plains will be in the white tonight. Lebanon wearing the black and gold, old gold. Here we go, tip one by West Plains, and here we go. Straight man-to-man for Lebanon to start the basketball game. Over the top, alley-oop, layup is no good by Briggs Houston. They had the set play, but the pass was a little bit short. Meanwhile, now Lebanon comes back. At the right point, Carr has it. Carr will hold high, give it. No shot for Ray, so he'll give the ball back now to Huber at the right point. Over on the left point, the pass goes that way with Caleb Ray on the right wing. Here's a shot for a three and no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Lebanon, and it'll be West Plains basketball. The missed shot that time by Cooper Berry. And so West Plains in the backcourt. Full court man-to-man pressure. And now over the timeline up the left sideline comes Jared Kraft. He has really been playing solid lately in the right corner. Josiah Long will drive in, and he'll be fouled on the drive, and they'll stop the clock after 55 seconds of play. And Lebanon will accrue the first foul of the basketball game. Hand check foul on Huber, and that'll be his first. Inbound from underneath. Inbound return pass to Tuma in the corner. Double team back out on the wing. A three by Briggs Houston is good. Line drive that skimmed the rim and hit the net. Briggs Houston with the three, and West Plains picks up right where they left off the other day. I'm telling you, you make 17 threes in a game, that's really something. Lebanon in the corner, back out on the wing, nearest steal is stolen. Ethan Tuma goes coast to coast, left-hand layup is good. 5-0 early lead for West Plains. Zizzer's back to straight man-to-man defense. This is not normally what they do, but that's what they're doing right now. Out on the left side, curling over the top, Huber to the corner, gets the ball to Carr. Wyatt Carr back down, triple team, double knocked away by Clayton Robbins and another steal. Jared Kraft to the right baseline, cut off, back on the wing, Briggs Houston. At the point, Josiah Long has it. Dribbles down, stops the dribble. Bounce it back to Kraft. Now at the point, three ball by Robbins is good. It's 8-0. 2 minutes in, West Plains up by 8. Left side, Noah Boggs at the left point. He'll shoot it from there for three. No good. Rebound to Clayton Robbins. Well, this won't last forever, so you got to take advantage of it while you can. Briggs with another three. No good. Weak side rebound comes off into the hands of Caleb Ray. Ray will bring it up the left sideline. They'll get it in the left corner to Wyatt Carr. He'll get it back out on the left point now to Mason Huber. He'll back down, whistle, travel with the basketball. Turnover number three on Lebanon. And a little over two and a half minutes into the ball game, it's gone about bad as it can for the Yellow Jackets. They'll sub here and get Corey Huff in the ball game, a 6-foot senior, and he'll come in for Mason Huber. The Zizzers get the ball over the timeline with Josiah Long. He'll dribble to the baseline, pump fake, hangs and shoots, no good. Ball comes off and Lebanon rebounds with Wyatt Carr. Now to the right corner, to the baseline. Bounce pass in, here's a drive by Berry, lays it up and good. Berry cutting down the middle of the lane. The 6'2 senior, Cooper Berry, makes it 8-2 as Lebanon gets on the board. Left corner, Josiah has it. Just cut off, spins to the middle, bounce pass outside to Briggs. Cross court now. Tuma drives the baseline back to the other corner. Here's Josiah with a three. Good! four field goals, three threes for West Plains. It's 11-2. Up front court for Lebanon. And now a reach-in foul will be called against West Plains on the drive by Wyatt Carr. And West Plains will pick up the foul. And that'll be on Ethan Tuma. Here's the inbound play. Both teams with a single foul here in the early going. 11-2. Here's a shot in the corner for a three. That's off the mark. And the rebound knocked away from Tuma. Picked up by Lebanon. Pull up from the left side of the key. Off the back iron. No good. And the ball hits off the backboard. That's a dead ball. And West Plains gets it back. Well, this is as good a start to a game that West Plains has had in a while. In fact, I was trying to think of a better one. I can't really right off the top of my head. 11-2, 4 minutes into the first quarter. Josiah Long, front court. Careless pass to the corner, thrown out of bounds. And the first turnover on West Plains. We did way better with turnovers. That was an unforced turnover. We did way better with turnovers Saturday. Just had two in the second half. But there's a careless one there. Down the lane, here's a pull-up on the move, and the shot won't go. Rebound off the miss by Ray, by Britt Houston. Jared Kraft. Ethan Tuma. He'll dribble across. Now on the right side. Crossover dribble all the way to the hole. Puts it up on the drive, up and good. Ethan hesitated, then turned on the jets and blew by everybody. 13-2, West Plains. Now near steal out front as Ethan Tuma got a hand on a pass. That may have actually been touched last by Lebanon, but the ball goes their way. Corey Huff will throw the ball in. They'll throw it to the backcourt. Gray will bring it up. Into the left corner, Huff. And a blocking foul will be called on Ethan Tuma. So that's two quick ones on him. 3 minutes, 6 seconds left. Jacob Moore will come in the lineup now for West Plains. So that means Jared Kraft will have to handle the basketball out front. Inbound play, lobbed in and taken on the pass. But Wyatt Carr in the corner, deep three is up and good by Ray. Caleb Ray makes the basket, the first three of the night for Lebanon, 13-5. High screen for Jared Kraft. Back on the left side. A long three by Christian Robbins is way short and comes off to Lebanon. Barry to the corner. Jab step over the top. Ray, left point. Here's Fire with a three. No good. Rebound. Josiah Long has it. One and done for Lebanon. Right corner. Jacob Moore, who has really been, he was so good at the Bolivar tournament. Free throw line hanging jumper. Up and good by Jared Kraft. Jared Kraft getting to the free throw line and pulling up. 15-5. West Plains by 10. Left point. Carr over to the right wing. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Josiah Long. And the 6-3. Underclassman tipped it away from the intended receiver there. Josiah Long, just a sophomore. In fact, right now, West Plains has three sophomores, a junior and a senior on the court. On the baseline, Barry is trapped, bounced fast back out on the wing. Curled out in the middle, bounced fast to the far corner. Travel violation will be the call on Lebanon. That's number four on them. So everything coming up roses right now for West Plains. 10-point lead, 15-5, first quarter, 1:45 to go. To the corner, Josiah Long, a low block, and there's a push from behind. That'll be on Barry. You know, a lot of high school kids that try to grow beards fail. But in the case of Cooper Berry, he's got a good one. So Kyle Long will come out of the lineup for Luke Von Allman. Inbound play on the back. Baseline pull-up jump shot, no good. But the ball will come off loose on the deck. Still loose, picked up now by Lebanon. They'll come back with Caleb Ray. Caleb Ray up the right side. Crossover off the left point. Open shot for a three. They'll fire it. No good. Rebound two. Jacob Moore gets it now to Clayton Robbins, who gets the ball over to Jared Kraft, which is exactly what he should do. High screen left. Kraft on the left side to the point. Briggs Houston wide open three. It's short. Ball comes off. Bounces. Picked up by the Jackets. Here they come back with Mason Huber. Underneath pass. Pump fake. Shot up. Whistle. Was there a walk or a foul? Is on the floor as Wyatt Carr pump fake two guys off their feet. And that foul will be against West Plains. Jacob Moore, his first. Here's the inbound play to the point. Another three is launched, and that one's good. Lebanon has the look. That's Boggs with the basket, his first. Lebanon has the look of a team that is fairly confident in shooting that three, so just as easily as they fell in the hole, they could get back out of it. 15-8, 7-point game, 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Kraft drives, hangs, shoots, no good. Tipped up by Kraft, no good. Rebound by Lebanon. Now the Jackets with 30 seconds to play in the first. They'll penetrate, bounce pass to Barry on the baseline. Lays it up and in. Good offense that time. Barry cut and came in from the right side and just laid it off the side iron. 15-10, 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Right side, Luke Von Allman out to Kraft. Derek Kraft with 8 seconds. Von Allman shoots a three, and it's no good. Ball rebounded inside, put back up and in by Briggs Houston. And two, and one, and from the other end of the floor, it hits the ceiling. That's the end of the first quarter. Good quarter for West Plains. They lead it after one, 17-10. And we come back in 1 minute on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
A really good first quarter for West Plains. They lead it 17-10. All five starters scored in that first quarter. Ethan Tuma, or Briggs Houston, has five. Down the lane, here we start with Lebanon on the drive. No good on the attempt that time by Caleb Ray. Rebounded by West Plains, Clayton Robbins. Now in the front court, Josiah Long in the right corner. Goes baseline all the way, puts it up. No good, got fouled. He'll shoot two. Just 18 seconds in, two quarter number two here at West Plains High School. Big game going on in Springfield tonight. Springfield Kickapoo is playing Springfield Central. That'll be interesting. Both of them ranked in the top 10 in the state in class 6. Josiah Long at the line. The first one is way off the mark. No good. Second foul called on Huber for Lebanon just a moment ago, so he has to go to the bench with two. Josiah Long misses the first free throw, and he'll get one more try. 17-10, it can make it an 8-point game. If he makes it, nope. Rebound goes long to the corner, out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains, and it'll be Lebanon basketball. Jackets will play it in. I look across the way and see my old friend and Hall of Fame broadcaster, Kevin Stubblefield. He's done Lebanon games on KJEL for, my gosh, I don't know, 40 years maybe. He's one of the best. At the left point, here's Wyatt Carr for three. No good, but the long rebound comes off to Barry. Kicks it far side. Open shot for a three is off the mark. Rebounded by West Plains and Christian Robbins front court on the wing. Briggs has got another three. Look, that's good. Briggs Houston is a sophomore. Could step out and shoot that shot last year and some of this one. A little hesitant to do that because he is the spoke in the middle. But he is doing that more and more and been very good at it. Here's a drive down the key layup. What a move that time by Ray, who knifed between three players and spun it off the glass with his left hand. Great move. 20-12. Greg Houston, far side, terrible pass. Too high, tried to get it to Jacob Moore. Turnover number two on West Plains. 20-12. Lebanon ball, here they come back. West Plains and Lebanon both playing a strict man-to-man defense, which is, again, kind of not West Plains' calling card, but it's been effective. Here's a three at the point, and that's good. Carr, Wyatt Carr, with his first basket. And now it's just a five-point game. West Plains jumped out to an 11-2 lead. Left side, Robbins got a three. Shoots it way too hard off the mark. And the rebound pulled down by Lebanon. And here they come. You got to stop the ball, and they do. Now at the point on the left side. Boggs to the left corner. Carr underneath. Berry open. Block. Great play defensively by Greg Houston, who came from the other side, saw what was happening, and got a hand on it. Briggs works to get open in the middle. Down the corner, Jacob Moore with a three. That's not going to go down, and the ball taken down by Lebanon at midcourt. Ray to the right point. Carr, right corner. Huck with an open three. No good. That rebound will go to the corner, picked up by Berry. And now Lebanon again. Drive with the left hand. Layup, good. Caleb Ray has seven. Now it's down to a three-point game. 20-17. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go, first half. In the corner, Josiah Long has it, spins baseline, cut off, bounce pass to Briggs Houston, back in the corner, Josiah, move it back outside, they do, to Jared Kraft at the left point, Clayton Robbins. Lob to the high post, back over to Clayton, nearly walked with it, goes baseline, it's cut off, double team, bad pass, stole it away. As soon as Clayton turned his back to the defense, that was going to be about it. Ball lost out of bounds. Good play, Josiah Long. Deflected a pass over on the left sideline, and it got tipped out of bounds. And so it'll be West Plains basketball. Get a substitution. Ethan Timba back in the game for Jacob Moore. And right now, West Plains has the starting five out there with Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Clayton Robbins, Briggs Houston, and Ethan Tuma. In the corner, Tuma. Back out to the left point. Briggs with an up fake. Drives the lane. Goes up. And he scores. And a foul on the play. The basket counts. And he'll go to the line. Foul is on Wyatt Carr for Lebanon. And Briggs Houston now has 10 points. And a free throw to go with it. 4:21 to go in the half, and it's no good. Ball comes off, picked up. Oh, almost picked up by Ethan Tuma, who cut around a Lebanon player and nearly came away with it. But Lebanon back in the left corner. Boggs with a three. That's good. 22-20. Both their first two teams tonight shot the three really well, which tells you that's what they do. On the right elbow, pull up. Jared Kraft from 16, good. Jared Kraft for West Plains has four, 24-20. Halfway through the second quarter. Up over on the right side. Caleb Ray with it. Over on the left point, Wyatt Carr in the left corner. Noah Boggs, lob over the top, bad pass, stole it away. Josiah Long back the other direction. Holds it up, gets it to Robbins, drives in, lays it up with the right hand, good. Clayton Robbins has five. You go down the West Plains score sheet, 10, 5, 3, 4, 4. Everybody contributing here, 26-20. Into the hot low post, down the corner, open shot for a three, rattles in and out, ball comes off, save by Clayton Robbins. It'll be off of Lebanon as he bounced it off of Lebanon foot. And now Noah Berry will come back in for the Yellow Jackets. He will come in for Mason Huber. Now West Plains will walk the ball off the court with 3 minutes to play in the first half. West Plains on the radio in the first half, going right to left. If you're watching the stream, just the opposite. Baseline, cut off, back to the wing. Here's an open shot by Grant Mahan. Good! The power of the play in the basket counts for a three out on the right side. Old Grant stepped into one there and knocked the bottom out of it and drew the foul, too. 29-20. Now they're trying to find out, figure out who the foul was on. Basket good. The foul is against Corey Huff. So he gets his first foul and a four-point play attempt now for Grant Mahan. 29-20, 2:44 to go. Here it is, and it's no good. Ball out of bounds, last touch by West Plains, going for the rebound. 29-20. So it was whittled down to four, now it's back out to nine. In the right corner. Down the key, and here's a hand check foul on the drive, and that'll be way before the shot. Grant Mahan will pick up his first foul. That's team foul number one on West Plains here in the second quarter. On the inbound play. Out front. Played by Caleb Ray, now on the right side. To the point. Down the key, Carr cut off, back to the right point. Ball faked by Noah Boggs, back over to Wyatt Carr. Now at the left point, here's Mason Huber. Down the key, triple team, knocked away, stole it away. West Plains will set up their offense with 2:06 to play in the first half. Kraft, give and go, gets the feed, goes in for the shot. No good, but a foul on the play as he gave it to Briggs Houston. At the free throw line, cut down the lane, got the pass, got the shot away, but he got fouled. And that will be against Noah Boggs for Lebanon. And Jared Kraft has 4 points tonight. First free throw try, good. That's our first free throw make. We're one out of six. And good. Into the front court on the left side. Carr to the right point, to the right corner. Ray will dribble in with the left hand. Up and around, no good. But he got fouled on the drive with 1:47 to play in the half. 31-20, West Plains by 11. But Lebanon will be at the line. Caleb Ray. Left-hand player, 6-foot senior. First free throw try here is good. Caleb Ray played varsity ball as a freshman. Next one, no good. They thought he was just going to be off the chart. He still got a pretty good player. And now West Plains will turn the ball over, stepping out of bounds at the far end, driving the baseline. Grant Mahan commits the fourth turnover for West Plains. 1:41 to play in the first half. 31-21. Ray over the right side, and he'll hold the ball. He'll dribble in, dribble hard to the middle, puts it up. No good. Whistle. That'll be a foul against West Plains on the shot. Ray has shown a determination to drive the lane, just to get a shot away, draw a foul. Jared Kraft with his first foul. You know, I'll put a stop to that. Number one, make him go the other way, make him go with the right hand, and get better position in front of him, make him do something else with the basketball. First free throw is good. Graham Mahan goes out for Clayton Robbins. One more free throw, and it is good. So Ray now has 10. 31-23. Grabbed out high with a minute 19. Three ball by Briggs Houston. In and out. Rebound, Clayton Robbins. Back on the wing. Another three by Kraft is no good. And Lebanon gets the board. Here they come. Foul in the back court will be called. That'll be team foul four on the Zizzers. And Josiah Long with a bump foul in the back, and that'll be his second foul. So number two on Josiah. Luke Von Allman will check in for West Plains. And he'll get Josiah out to avoid a third foul before halftime. Ethan Tuma's out there with two fouls right now. Here we go with a minute seven. Caleb Ray out front. Make him go right. Luke Von Allman draws the assignment of guarding him. He does make him go right. And stolen. Ethan Tuma all the way. Lays it up. No good. Ball will be rebounded by Luke Von Allman. And West Plains will set up. Down the key all the way. Right hand layup. Good by Jared Kraft. Seconds ago, 33-23. All Luke Von Allman did was make me go to the weak hand. Well, now he didn't do it. Now he drives, lays it up, no good, and got fouled again. Got to overplay that left hand. He is left-handed to the nth degree. So Luke Von Allman will pick up the foul, and that'll be his first. Right now, Mason Miller telling him, man, he's left-handed. Get on that left hand. Here's a free throw. It's good on the first one. Caleb Ray gets another try here. And both of them are good. Ray has made 5 out of 6 from the line. 28 seconds, 33-25. West Plains wants to go in with nothing worse than an 8-point lead. Von Allman on the left side. 17 seconds. Out to Kraft. 10 seconds to go in the half. And a whistle. And a foul on West Plains. And a push-off is called on Briggs Houston. Wow. Officiating help is plentiful here at West Plains High School tonight. 33-25, Lebanon will throw it in the backcourt. Here's Ray, make him go right. There he goes left. Now he kicked it outside, Boggs with 2 seconds. Back to the quarter, here's Ray with a three, and it's good at the half. So that changes the complexion of things. 33-28, 5-point game at halftime. And we'll take a break and come back in just a moment. Back in three on KDY.